again, in our politics, our health, our personal lives, our friends, our families, and all of those things that are going on right now, to deny them is not truth. It's not real. Things are happening. You know, we're sorrowful. Some of us are more sorrowful than others because of the closeness of family that are suffering through this, wherever they're at, all over the world. But we have to remember that even in the midst of all of this, and this is in Luke, this 21st chapter, he is bringing this home to us over and over again, that in the midst of no matter what it is, no matter how bad it might look, no matter how much it is hurting, no matter how much we feel frustrated and lost and depressed and not sure anymore, and how, you know, our faith is being tested and we're wavering, he's the answer. And he just keeps telling us that. And that it's just so simple that he is the answer to whatever our problem is, whatever our issue is. And when we find that we're looking to something else for the answer, whether it's their wisdom of our own making or of others and all, you know, with some of us suffer with what I might would term as the new word, Google-itis, in that you Google it. Whatever it is, you Google it. Then you have the answer. In the first days of the iPhone and having instant access to be able to answer a question, I was very frustrated with people because there was a group of us guys that would get occasionally we'd get together and hang out and talk. And it was like you couldn't really have a real conversation no more, because if you brought up a subject that there wasn't a ready answer and nobody really had the answer, well, somebody, whoever had an iPhone, was Googling it, and then they had the answer, they thought. Unfortunately, that's not really the answer. You don't really have the answer. You just have something that someone else has put out that might be real, might not be real, whatever. And so in a sense, we've lost the ability to think and to process information and to try to come up with our own conclusion to form our own answers, which is probably, would be a good thing if we didn't do those things. But having the access to the internet and to everything in the world that you can just punch a button and it gives you that answer is not a good thing either. Because we tend to forget that it's just not that easy. The answers to life, when life is really hard, and life can be tremendously hard for everyone, the only answer is Christ Himself. And so we have to remember that as Christians, particularly, and even non-Christians, really, it's the same, that whatever's going on, God is trying to get our attention to remember that He is our answer. He is our hope. Nothing else is our hope. And to be able to have a hope and love with Him that's unshakable and that sustains us through no matter how hard it might be. Whatever it is, you know, people are losing businesses. People are losing loved ones. Everything is so uncertain except for Jesus. He is not uncertain. There's no shadow or turning in Him. His love is forever. And His promises to us are eternal. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.